Right at 6 a.m. That's awesome, DJ Dave.
Thank
cool.
You.
Yeah, you probably didn't mean that either, right? Okay.
I'm
yeah. Well, I always take the credit. I'm
yes,
telling
I
you.
Meant to.
Yes, okay. Cool. He's out of training. It's 6 a.m., and you are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us, and the official emergency broadcast outlet for the city of Richmond, Virginia. Good morning, everyone. Have you survived our birthday party? What? You're not awake yet? Come on. What's wrong? Nah, I'm up. I'm here. I was a good girl, got home before 11. No, it's true. Honest. Okay. Well, nice thing is they're leaving and I'm staying. No. But it was a gambling shop for me. I started feeling yucky yesterday and, well, I just pushed it. And I'm awake. I'm more upbeat than I was yesterday. So who knows what we're in for. Chief Red Hawk is scheduled to be in here around 6:30. And I'm looking forward to having him here. We've got a lot to discuss. We're pretty much going to officially debut his latest CD. Plus, he's got some very interesting information, which he will be sharing with us over the airwaves. So, again, you're listening to Inner Tribal right here on 97.3 and www.wrir.org. And you are listening to Inner Tribal right here on 97.3 FM.
Oh,
Good morning. You are listening to 97.3 LPFM. Oh, good morning, everyone. It is 20 minutes after the hour of 6 a.m. And the music that you were just listening to, well, that was Beware by Jerry Alfred. Just before that, The Good Road with Keola Beamer and Carlos Nakai. Shine by Robert Mirable. Dance by Douglas Spotted Eagle, and getting that set started at the top of the hour was Mark Langenfeld's Lakota Sioux Prayer. All right, are you awake? Did you go to the party last night? Could you find parking? Or were you smart and took a taxi or mass transit? I mean, wow, it's every year I keep telling myself I am going to be an hour early. And every year, about 6:45, I am desperately trying to find parking. I gotta find some way. You know, maybe I'll win the lottery or something and I'll rent a limo. I don't know. I just don't want to go through that nightmare again. But it was so worth it. The people I had the chance to meet, and I'm a people watcher, so I had the chance to watch everybody and all the different varying people and coming from way different backgrounds all together to support WRIR and to celebrate our fourth birthday. Yes, We had some awesome bands that played last night. What can I tell you? We had two DJ stations going all through the night as well. You know, if you have feedback, contact WRIR.org, probably info@WRIR.org. You know, how can we make it better? Suggestions, whatever. And thank you, when I was working the volunteer table, thank you to everybody who stopped by, either to donate, pick up some t-shirts or buttons or bumper stickers, schedules, that kind of thing. And also my deep gratitude to everyone who put their name on the volunteer list. So we appreciate that very much. And it takes you to help us stay on the air. So thank you very much. Okay, it's, you know, it's 22 minutes after the hour now. The Visual Arts Center of Richmond invites the Richmond community to come for a cup twice a month. VisArts is revving up with speakers, coffee, and biscotti in their new morning program, Art and Coffee. Participants can settle in for an energizing hour about photography, jewelry, interior design, and more. This free program is held on the second and fourth Tuesday of each month from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. For more information, visit www.visarts.org or call 804-353-0094. All right, well, we got some more music, and I'm going to start playing pretty soon what I played last night. I'm going to give it a little bit, but also I want to let you know that, again, if you're just tuning in, Chief Red Hawk will be in here. We're going to be bringing some interesting information to you in regards to a CD that's going to be made in the near future. Plus, we will be spending time focusing on his latest release, At the Crossroads. So be sure to stay tuned if you can and be listening in on, hopefully, our stream. I've been hearing that we've been having challenges. I don't know if it's up yet or not. But if you're at least listening on the radio, 97.3 LPFM. Let's get the music going right now.
Thank you.
night. How'd you enjoy that? I hope you did. I know I did. It's 6:31 a.m. Good morning, everyone. You are listening to Intertribal right here on WRIR.org, 97.3 LPFM. That was Great Mystery with Two Winds. Just before that was The Irish in Me by Black Raven. All right, coming up next will be Across the Big Water, The Celts Came by Burning Sky. But first, I want to bring you this promo about Louisiana Dance Hall. I had a most wonderful time serving my time at the information table with Talia, the producer and host of Louisiana Dance Hall. She's just a wonderful person, and it was a great evening attempting to hear what she said. And I said, well, if you were there, you understand. But I walked out of there when I left. It's like, oh, I forgot my earplugs. And I, as far as I understand, there are actually musician earplugs. I'm going to have to get a set of those for next year. But, yeah, I don't want to be, you know, in my 50s going, what? I mean, I've already started that now. I can hear the background noise just fine. I can hear the isolated noise just fine. But when everything's mixed together, ah, okay, it's either them or it's my hearing. So anyway, you didn't need to know that, did you? Okay, well, bit of personal information, I guess. It could be trivia one day, who knows. Let's go ahead, keep the music rolling. And you're listening to Intertribal right here on 97.3 LPFM.
What's the difference between Cajun, Zydeco, Creole, and Swamp Pop? Hear the answers for yourself on Louisiana Dance Hall every Monday night from 9 to 11. I'm Talia, your host, and I'll bring you homegrown dance music from the prairies and bayous. Meet me at Louisiana Dance Hall Monday nights 9 to 11 at 97.3 Richmond Indie Radio. Allons danser!
Once again, you are listening to Inner Tribal right here on 97.3.
Upali huvya kami huvya yo yo mama yuk ayaya ya ayaya ya ya. Tulogali huvya kami huvya yo yo mama yuk ayaya ya ayaya. Kami huvya yo 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 mama yuk ayaya ya ayaya ya ya ayaya 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 ya ayaya ya ya. Tulogali huvya kami huvya yo 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 mama yuk ayaya ya ayaya.
All right, and that was the start of my playlist from last night. If you missed it at the party, I was going to treat you all to the playlist. I still will, but I have some other information. Now, the last piece you just heard was War Scout with We're There. Brulé with Spirit Horses came before that. Karen and Kathy Kettler with their Owl Song. And Spirit Mountain by Andrew Vasquez. And let's see, Across the Big Water by Burning Sky. Coming up next, well, he's here, folks. Chief Red Hawk, welcome to WRAR and Inner Tribal.
Thank you for having me back again. It's always great to be back here.
Well, you were well-behaved the last time, so I figured I'd get you on again.
Thanks. An Indian, well-behaved. I love that.
Okay. You have some, you've got a new released CD. It's called At the Crossroads, and they've heard it, not every track, but they've heard a couple of tracks since I received the CD. And today I'm here, you know, we're going to go ahead and feature it, so whatever track you want to play, we'll do. But you also have some really exciting news.
On two fronts. The mm-hmm. album, which came out the 1st of January, was mm-hmm. its release. It's also, it was released in Sam Goody, Target, Walmart, Best Buy. It's a Sony-produced album. This is when we won the Native American Music Award, Sony came in and picked up the album for us, which is a really nice thing.
Yes.
So this is my first Crossroad album, which I swore I would never do, but it's Indian country. So part of it's country music and part of it's Native. So I've kind of blended the two feels together for two reasons. Number one, I have a wider market, mm-hmm. which is good, and I have different categories within the Grammys and the Native American Music Awards. So now we're in the country categories, best historic recording, instrumental. So it's nice. We just want to get the awards coming in.
Yes.
A lot of different genres there. But yeah, we do have some absolutely wonderful news. Doug Kershaw has been around forever. He was kind of solely responsible for reviving the Cajun music. He started back in the 1960s when he appeared on the Johnny Carson show. He signed a long-term contract with Warner Brother.
Mm-hmm.
He's producing a new album, and that album is called The Clash of the Cultures, which he is going to, for the first time, he is going to blend Native American culture and Cajun music together.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of a new era that he's looking for, but Cajun music and Native music and French music during that Bayou area was really responsible for Cajun music. It has the same drum beat, the same melody part as drumming does. So Kershaw kind of realizes this. So he's reviving this whole Clash of the Cultures in his new album. It's a Warner Brother album, but we're also looking for drum groups.
Okay.
So we're going to have an audition. Now, the date on the audition is sometime next week. We're hoping to do it on a Friday or a Saturday at Thomasdale High School. It's right in Chester, Virginia, on your way to Petersburg.
Okay.
You exit Route 10 and just stay on Route 10 West, and Thomasdale High School is a huge high school on the right-hand side. So we haven't got the exact date, but it's going to be either Friday or Saturday from 5 to 9 o'clock, and it's an open audition for drum groups and dancers to appear. They're going to be on the new Doug Kershaw album. And we start recording on the album both in Nashville and here in Virginia at Hampton Roads on the end of February. So it'll be the 27th, 28th, and then the 1st of March, 28 days in March. So those 3 days, we're going to produce this album. Doug Kershaw's flying in from Louisiana. So any drummers out there, any dancers out there, we're having a rehearsal. An open talent search for this, and there's a possibility of actually going on tour with Doug Kershaw. He wants to put this on tour. I know he's going to be in France, and he has a couple other huge tour dates, but once the album is done, Warner Brothers is going to pick it up, and then the drum group go on tour with them. We have dancers and Cajun singers. And
that is exciting. That is very exciting, and you heard it here, right on Inner Tribal. Cool. So that's potentially Thomasdale High School.
February, Friday the 13th.
Okay. That is a good luck day.
It's a good luck day. It has nothing to do with natives. It's a European killing of the Knights Templars on Friday the 13th. So Indians were okay with that date.
Yes.
So Friday the 13th or Saturday the 14th. It could be two dates, or it could just be one of those dates where, and I wish I can give them more information, but we do have a couple of telephone numbers we'll be giving them so they can call for additional information. So drummers, if you're out there and you want to get really crazy on a Cajun album and do another nice blend, and this is definitely a Grammy Award winning album. I mean, it'll be submitted for the Grammys. It'll be submitted for Independent Music Awards. Mm-hmm. So if there's any drummers or dancers or backup singers that are looking to get into the music industry, being this sponsored on a Doug Kershaw album. Yeah.
This is the time.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, yes, 12 albums out, and they're all produced by Warner Brother, and they're all just number one hit songs.
So. Wow, wow, that's awesome. I was just thinking, with the economy the way it is, people getting laid off left and right, it's just amazing. At the party last night, I'm not changing the subject, just kind of interjecting here, there's so many people that are out of work.
Yes.
And it's, you know, it's really... it's scary out there, but, you know, again, this is an opportunity for the Native brothers and sisters, your dancers, drummers, and, like you said, singers, to come on, and if you get chosen, to be able to go on tour.
With Doug Kershaw?
With Doug Kershaw.
Absolutely. And Jim Boyd, who's going to be on the album. I'm going to be on the album, mm-hmm. so he's blending the spoken word, kind of that rock Cajun feel. So even Jim Boyd is a 7-time Grammy Award winner. Is coming down. In fact, we're producing his album in Nashville. He's here in Nashville, so he'll come back. So you'll have Jimmy Boyd on the album. I'm going to be on the album. Doug Kershaw, plus whatever drum group we select, and dancers. We'll pull resumes for dancers. So if you guys have soundtracks out there, if you got a CD, or if you have photos, is what we're looking for,
okay.
of Native dancers, both female and male, and children on top of it, you know.
Oh, wow.
When he goes on tour, he wants to have a full-fledged Native feel and a full-fledged Cajun feel out there as well.
That's going to be exciting.
We'll do a blend of it. Can we give him a telephone number?
Yes, please do. Now I need to write it down so I can post it on our blog page as well. So
you can do that. Or you can call the studio. You know, they can call you and get information because mm-hmm. you and I constantly stay in touch with one another. But a telephone number, you can reach me. And like I said, I wish I had more information, a solid date yet, but we haven't got confirmation from Thomas Dale yet. But you can reach me personally at area code 757-719-3398. And I'll repeat that again. It's area code 757-719-3398, or you can call the studio and we'll have more information on that as well.
Yes, definitely. And the studio number is 804-649-9737. Also, another way is to email me at intertribalonair@yahoo.com, and I will definitely get you the information, because as Chief Red Hawk said, we stay in pretty much constant touch, and we're definitely working together on this, getting this information out. This is exciting.
Yeah, it is. Okay. I appreciate the radio station co-sponsoring this and putting a little feel on you. And then hopefully we get Doug Kershaw up here, like
that
I said, and
cool.
put him on the air.
Cool.
And just let him talk about the new blend as
I
well.
I bet you that's when Talia shows up, because she does the Louisiana Dance Hall.
Ah.
So every Monday from 9 to 11, she's got Cajun, Creole, Zydeco, Swamp Hop. I hope I'm saying that right, Talia. But, yeah, so she features all that music.
Gotta get me some Cajun dancers. We
yes.
need that too. Yeah.
And she could hook you up.
To do that.
She's real deep into the Cajun scene. So,
she knows who Doug Kershaw is.
Yes, definitely.